What's the difference between home cooking and restaurant cooking?
Home cooking is just very much from the heart. I mean, not that restaurant cooking isn't, but it's just, you know, easy to make food. You can get all the ingredients at your supermarket. You know, you're not having to travel halfway around the world to get all those really amazing, stunning foods and ingredients that you do get in a restaurant, and that's why we go there. So part of my job as the food editor of Australian Good Taste magazine is to sort of take those dishes that we do love in restaurants and cafes and make them accessible to the everyday person at home and being able to do it from supermarkets.
So what does it take to be a great home cook?
You just have to have a lot of heart and soul and love cooking, really. That's what I would say. When we do the Home Cook of the Year, what people have to do is they can go and get the magazine. They can cook one of the recipes out of the magazine. So they don't have to create their own dishes at this point. They can just create one of our dishes that is written in the magazine. So if you're not an overly confident cook and you still would like to do it, you can still enter and do it that way by cooking one of our dishes. Mm-hmm. And then upload them to a gallery, and in that gallery you encourage your friends and family and people you know to come in and vote for you, and at the end of it we'll have top 20 people that have the most votes, and out of that we'll select 6 finalists, and they'll come to a cook-off and they will cook an original dish eventually of their own.
I've got this image in my head of cooks all over Tasmania nodding their heads going, yeah, I could probably do that. Now, can you enter more than once? Can you enter more than one recipe? You know, if your first recipe doesn't work?
As many times as you like. There's no limit on how many times you want to cook. We've had, from our June issue that was on sale, we've had well over 600 recipes from that issue. So it's a lot of cooking. There's a lot of people in the gallery. And what it does is it formulates a really great community of people, is what I've discovered as well. And it's so nice to watch because everybody gets in and they comment on everybody else's recipes and, you know, tell everybody else what a great job they think they've done. And, you know, I just think that's a really nice thing because a lot of the time we're at home cooking and, you know, just serving dinner of a nighttime for the family, and we don't really often get the accolades and the appreciation sometimes we would like to get.
That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, and I just think this is a nice way to share it with other people at home doing the same thing, and they can all get in and all comment and vote on each other's dishes. And last year when the competition finished, the entrants didn't want to finish. So they have continued for the last year.
Oh, wow.
Cooking from the magazine each month and uploading to our Facebook page and sharing information and, you know, pretty much high-fiving each other when they cook things that they liked, and or they try out dishes and talk about it online.
Well, also there's some great prizes on offer. What can you win? What will the Home Cook of the Year win?
Yeah, you can win over $37,000 in prizes in total.
Wow.
So it's a lot of cash and prizes to be won.
Yeah.
So the winner, the Home Cook of the Year, when we find that one person, they will win $10,000 in cash from Woolworths Select. They'll win $5,000 in white goods and $3,300 in Scampan and Cuisinart products. So,
very nice.
You know, that's a really nice package for the final, the winner. But the finalists who will come to Sydney for the cook-off also get that package of Scampan and Cuisinart products. So, who doesn't love new cookware?
Yeah, exactly.
Even I love new cookware, and I cook all the time. And but the great thing about the competition is that for someone who's voting, we're giving a prize to just voting for someone else. So even if you're not someone who feels confident to cook or upload your image, but you want to go and vote for someone you know, there's a prize going at the end for a $1,000 dishwasher for someone who just voted for somebody else.
Fantastic.
So there's things like that, and there's weekly prizes for uploading images. So if you think, oh, I'm not sure how many votes I'm going to get, and I'm a bit worried about it, there are just random prizes that go out throughout the week.
And finally, Michelle, what three pieces of quick advice would you give to home cooks who want to enter?
I would say most probably to just, you know, add your own little twist if you want to the dish, because I think that's what people seem to be loving at the moment. We had a lady who took my donut recipe and made it into gingerbread men and stuck them on sticks. And, you know, I think that shows a lot of creativity. I mean, if you want to do that. And then the other things are just to keep it really simple. So don't get too complicated with the plateware and, you know, when you're photographing things, and just take a picture of the food as beautiful and as yummy as it is and put it near a window so that there's some beautiful light coming in and you watch the votes go up.
Nice one. Well, Michelle Southland is the food editor of Australian Good Taste magazine. Michelle, thanks for your time today and good luck in the hunt for Australia's Home Cook of the Year.
Oh, I will. Thank you, and it's going to be great.